This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. After more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases, life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday most restrictions can be lifted as Melbourne is at zero cases and testing has basically been effective.
Now is the time to open up. Now is the time to congratulate every single Victorian for staying the course. Now is the time to thank every single Victorian family for being guided by the data, the science, and the doctors.
The announcement comes as Melbourne and the surrounding Victoria state recorded its first 24-hour period without any new coronavirus infections since June 9th. Norway will tighten restrictions on gatherings and foreign workers entering the country after a rise in coronavirus infections, according to the Prime Minister. Cases are up across large parts of the Northern Hemisphere, and authorities have also reported increases in Oslo and other parts of Norway, which has long had one of Europe's lowest rates of infections. The Prime Minister told a news conference, quote, "We need to do more to control the spread of the infection," end quote. Meanwhile, British Swedish pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca announced Monday a vaccine it has developed in cooperation with the University of Oxford has produced a similar immune response in both younger and older adults, with adverse responses lower among the elderly. The announcement by the British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant comes the same day the Financial Times newspaper said earlier reports from testing showed the experimental vaccine AZD1222 produces a robust immune response in elderly people. This is VOA News. British police say seven stowaways seized when naval special forces stormed an oil tanker in the English Channel have been arrested on suspicion of hijacking. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Hampshire police say the men, believed to be from Nigeria, are being held on suspicion of seizing or exercising control of a ship by use of threats of force, although they have not been charged. Police say the 22 crew members of the Nave Andromeda are safe and well after the raid, which unfolded after darkness fell on Sunday. Special boat service commandos were lowered by rope from helicopters onto the tanker, whose crew had locked themselves in a secure part of the ship. Within minutes, the stowaways were in custody. Charles de la Desma, London.
Monday, the United Nations reiterated its call for a humanitarian ceasefire in Afghanistan. The UN mission to the country said in a tweet, "The cessation of hostilities will enable all parties to fight the common enemy of the coronavirus pandemic and prepare, quote, critical, unquote, humanitarian assistance for all vulnerable Afghans before winter sets in." This comes as the United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least five Taliban insurgents. The Taliban alleged the U.S. drone strike Sunday evening, quote, "in recurrent violation," end quote, of the agreement, killed three children. A U.S.-backed ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh was in jeopardy Monday as Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces renewed fighting in the mountain enclave, defying international efforts to end a conflict that has killed hundreds in the last month. The Azeri president said in a televised address that he wanted to resolve the conflict, quote, "by political and military means," end quote, after both sides accused each other of breaking a truce agreed hours earlier in Washington. Speaking live on Facebook on Monday, Armenia's prime minister said he did not believe Azerbaijan was interested in a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Belarusian police used stun gun grenades against protesters Sunday as tens of thousands of people headed towards Independence Palace in the capital of Minsk, demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko resign. Protesters carrying the red and white flags of the Belarusian opposition movement scattered as loud bangs and flashes lit up the city's streets after nightfall, video showed. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to a Supreme Court seat in a vote late Monday. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump, significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.